NAMA recognizes its active members with senior management of marketing sales responsibilities with the NAMA Marketer of the Year Award. It's sponsored by AgriMarketing Magazine. This is the most prestigious honor awarded to active members of this association. This year, the award is presented to Greg Guzzi with Paulson Marketing. Greg's many accomplishments span a 35-year career that has always focused on agriculture, from his early days as a communications assistant at GTA Feeds and as a young account guy at Martin Williams, starting his own agency, Gregory Scott Communications, and his fortuitous arrival at Paulson Marketing in 1995. Beginning in 2009, Greg's leadership steered Paulson to move beyond traditional agency roles to create a consistent ag marketing research program. The result is a number of thought papers and articles released to the industry, including interviews with producers, research in farm communities, and outreach to ag companies. These papers generate significant discussion within the industry. I know I receive them, I read them. Thanks, Greg. Including numerous requests to present research findings to industry associations, clients, and more. Greg's leadership style is much like agriculture itself. Take care of the soil, plant the seeds, weather the storms, and reap what you sow. And above all, never stop learning. Greg began his NAMA career in 1978, serving in many capacities over the years, and further supporting the organization with Paulson as a sustaining partner. Most recently, he served as Best of NAMA Vice Chairman in 2009 and Best of NAMA Chair in 2010. He is also committed to Paulson's staff involvement with NAMA, which we appreciate. Greg also encouraged Paulson's attainment of NAMA's sustaining partner. Please join me in congratulating Greg Guzzi.
I can get that. Yep.
Thank you, Beth and Rich. I have to say that I was absolutely stunned when I heard the news of this award and being recognized in this way. And after telling my wife of 37 years about NAMA's Marketing of the Year Award, I asked her, I said, Leanne, in your wildest dreams, did you ever see me being recognized with such a prestigious honor as this? And my loving wife reached out and put her hand on my shoulder and gazed at me with her beautiful blue eyes and said, I'm sorry, hon, but you're never in my wildest dreams. I am so incredibly blessed with the opportunities I've enjoyed through a career in agri-marketing that spans over 3.5 decades. And I'm so fortunate to work in the greatest industry the world has ever known, agriculture. Over these years, I've drawn some conclusions, and one of them is this. There is something about the authenticity and genuineness of people in agriculture that you don't find just everywhere. It's my belief that it's our connection to the land and the lessons of the seasons that keep us well-grounded with a unique perspective. It's our interest in giving life to things and making things grow that somehow makes us different. Today, we are experiencing the golden age of agriculture. For the past few years, most farmers and our industry as a whole have enjoyed unprecedented prosperity. Most commodities and livestock markets are near historic highs. Land prices have soared, and net farm income has reached new peaks in recent years. But it always hasn't been this good. I easily recall $2 corn, and $4 soybeans, $30 hogs, and $50 fed cattle, not to mention 15% operating loans. Most producers I know have these memories easily in mind as well. It's another example of us being well-grounded in the life lessons of farming. But there's another golden age of agriculture also taking place today. It's the explosion of scientific discovery and new technology that's happening right now, this very day, in our industry. New seed traits and livestock genetics, new crop protection and fertility programs, new fuel-efficient equipment, new precision ag technology are being developed as we speak. With this new prosperity and new technological advances come even greater responsibility for all of us in agriculture, a responsibility for careful stewardship of the land, for humane management and treatment of our livestock, to produce safe, affordable food, and to provide sustainability of our ag industry for generations yet to come. And we as ag marketers and ag communicators have a responsibility to tell the story of these exciting advances, a story based on truth, accuracy, and integrity. Because as we've discovered, if we're not telling the truth of agriculture, it will be told for us by others, not always with the truth, accuracy, and integrity that we ascribe to. Without question, these are very, very exciting times for farmers, for our ag industry, and for agri-marketing. How we handle the responsibilities before us now will certainly determine our future success. I have so many people to thank for this tremendous award and honor. To my wife, Lee, and daughters Kylene and Melanie for their support. To Ron Clausen and Roger Olson for taking a chance on a city kid in 1976. To the clients along the way who have placed their trust and confidence in me. And to my colleagues at Paulson Marketing for believing in me. And most of all, I want to say thanks to the many wonderful friends I have developed over the past 35 years through my association with NAMA. You are the best. Thank you for this very special award. This is an honor and a memory that I will cherish forever. Thank you very much.